In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Most of us at some time or other have tried to meet up with someone, to try and see someone. But sometimes it's just not possible. They may be busy, or it may be that they're just not available. And sometimes they just don't want to see us. In our passage today, we find some Greeks. These Greeks wanted to see Jesus. These Greeks were probably not from Greece itself, but Greek-speaking people, Gentiles, who were sympathetic. We find that they came to worship at the Passover. They were sympathetic to the Jewish faith. And they say to Philip, "We want to see Jesus." Philip tells Andrew, and both of them go to speak to the Lord Jesus. But when we look down at our passage, and we've just heard it, and some of you have it in front of you, we don't find any obvious answer to their request. Jesus doesn't say to them, "I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock, or come at night like Nicodemus." He doesn't even say, "I'm sorry, you'll have to tell them I'm too busy." But there is an answer in the passage, and we will look at that in a moment. But before we do so, I would just like to remind you of a couple of themes that we find in John's Gospel. When we turn to the Gospel of John, we find that the Son is sent from the Father. He's in the world for a little while, and then he returns to the Father. He comes from heaven and returns to heaven. He descends and ascends. And when we look at John's Gospel, when he returns to the Father, we see it's broken down into stages. He's lifted up upon the cross, almost as if that's part of the journey to heaven. And then we find the resurrection, and also it looks forward to the ascension. And these three events, the lifting up upon the cross, you know, the crucifixion, the resurrection and the ascension, can be understood as the glorification of Christ, of Jesus. And it's also interesting as we look at this, because we can also see a contrast. When the Romans thought of crucifixion, they were thinking of something, the most humiliating type of death. But here, of course, it's Christ is lifted up. In fact, he's exalted by this particular death and this return to heaven. Also, as we look at John's Gospel, we find there's like a timetable running through, like a program going. Just to give you a small example, in John chapter 2, which we're very familiar with, we find that Jesus goes to the wedding feast at Cana of Galilee. And when he's there, do you remember, his mother comes up to him and says, "They have no wine." He says, "Dear woman, what is that to do with me? My hour has not come." And in the first 11 chapters of John's Gospel, we have a number of references to his hour not coming or his time not coming. And for example, in chapter 7, the people tried to take hold of him forcibly, but they could not because his hour had not come. But when we come to chapter 12, all of a sudden, the hour has come. The time has come. The time for what? The hour for what? Well, just what we've been saying, when he returns to the Father by way of the cross. His lifting up upon the cross, the resurrection, and the ascension. In that light then, we now turn and look again at this question. These Greeks, these Gentile, Greek-speaking Gentile people, they wanted to see Jesus. And when Philip and Andrew tell Jesus, we find Jesus begins by saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." That's just, of course, what we've just been saying. The time has come now for these events to happen, to be lifted up upon the cross, to be resurrected and ascend to heaven. And then, in verse 32, he says, "I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. And then John writes, he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. This is the answer. I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. Let me explain this a bit more. These Gentiles, Greek-speaking Gentiles, they wanted to see Jesus. But they couldn't enter into the people of God at this time. They weren't Jews. They would have to become Jews to become part of the people of God. Jesus' main ministry was to the Jews at this particular time. But then, when all these events happen, when he's lifted up upon the cross, when he's resurrected and sends to heaven, then afterwards, what happens? Well, all kinds of men and women can come to him. Jews and Gentiles can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that from our own experience. We ourselves are Gentiles. And yet we're able to come and enter into the people of God. We're able to come to the Lord Jesus and, of course, commune with him as well. Have fellowship with him. And furthermore, as we look at this and we relate it, we can see when Jesus speaks of when I am lifted up, all from the earth, all men I will draw all men to myself. When we look at that, we can also look and see it as all kinds of men. This all, I don't think we're to understand it as literally every single person, because that wouldn't be right in the context of John's gospel. And it means, of course, not just men, but men and women. But Jesus says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. He was thinking of all kinds of men and women and people. When we turn to Revelation chapter 5, which John, of course, wrote, we find people from every tongue, every tribe, every nation worshipping the Lamb there. So we see here Jesus speaking about this time when he's lifted from the earth and he draws all kinds of men to him, all kinds of people to him. And then in Revelation, we see these very events happening, people of every tongue, tribe and nation worshipping the Lord Jesus. But I'd like to draw you to one other thing concerning this verse. Jesus says, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me or to myself. He doesn't say, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will allow all men to come to me. He says, I will draw all men to me or to myself. And that's interesting because that fits in. That's like Christ, as it were, pulling people to himself. And when we turn to John chapter 6, you remember that passage where Jesus feeds the 5,000 and says, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. You remember that passage? But there, in that passage there, we find that Jesus says, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him. No one can come to me unless the Father enable him. And what Jesus seems to be saying there, or is saying there, that it's necessary that God draw people to himself, otherwise they cannot come. Now, how is this relevant to ourselves? How is all this that we've just been saying helpful to ourselves? Well, one way it's helpful, because it takes off a lot of the strain of presenting the gospel. We lift up Christ here in our services in a slightly different sense. We present Christ, his person, his work, his benefits in our liturgy, in our hymns. We also, many of us, have spoken to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And often we find that people are not interested. They don't seem to have any interest or even understand what we're saying. And sometimes they can be quite negative as well. But once we understand that it's God who does this drawing, that it's necessary that there be this divine pulling, as it were, to the person of Jesus Christ, then we realise that duties are ours, the duty to present the gospel, but the results are God's. You know, it's for God to work in people's lives. And we cannot make God work in people's lives. God needs to work in people's lives in order that for them to come to know the Lord Jesus, in order for them to understand and turn in repentance and faith. And if that's the case, then doesn't that put our prayers in a slightly different perspective? Yes, we present the gospel here, which is good and right. But surely we can also, if we're concerned about people coming to know the Lord, surely we can pray and call out to the Lord to break into people's lives, to draw men and women to himself. A number of times people have mentioned to me while I've been here about numbers. They wish that more people would come. Well, there is something we can do. We can look to the Lord and we can pray that many more people may come, that he will work in their lives, draw them not only to the services, but also to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to himself. So we can ask ourselves, are we concerned to pray for this church? Are we concerned to pray for those outside the church that they may come and know the Lord Jesus? But furthermore, as we look at this, we see another benefit or application to ourselves. Because these Greeks wanted to know Jesus. They wanted to see him. They would have been very pleased to have talked for a few minutes, half an hour. If they had an hour speaking with Jesus, they would have been really happy. But we've been drawn to Jesus, haven't we? We've been drawn and had faith in him. And not only do we have faith, but we have a relationship. Day by day, we have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now as we think about it, we can think how easily do we turn in prayer to him? How easily do we present our requests? We don't even think about it. We begin and present our worries, our concerns to him. These Greeks would have been very pleased with that opportunity. We have it. And so we can give thanks to the Lord for this daily fellowship that we have with him. Let us remind ourselves what we said with this passage. These Greeks, these Gentile-speaking Greeks, they wanted to see Jesus. And Jesus answered, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." He was speaking about after the crucifixion, the resurrection and the ascension, when all kinds of people, all kinds of men and women will be drawn to him. And we said that there are benefits to ourselves. It takes off the stress of our outreach and our evangelism and presenting the gospel, because we know it's God's work. Duties are ours, but the results are God's. It also is an encouragement for us to pray for those who do not know the Lord, that he may bring many people more into these services. And also we can give thanks that we have daily relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, something the Greeks would have loved to have had. Let me end with these verses. The Greeks wished to see Jesus. And Jesus says, "I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." May the Lord bless this word to your hearts.